thanking you for another day, December the 21st day, that we never saw before. Father God, we appreciate you. We thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to die for us. Lord, this is a day, hallelujah, that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We appreciate you, Father God, for sending Jesus to die on the cross. Father, he rose, and we appreciate you enabling him to come back again for us. Lord, we love you on today. We bless you, we extol you, and we lift you on high. Father God, we remember why we celebrate Christmas. We will never leave you out, because if it had not been for you, where would we be? Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have thine own way today. Thank you so much for the founders of this call, Father God. Thank you for the founder of the business, Lord God. Father God, we just come to tell you thank you, and we love you, and we need you. Now, Lord, we give this call back to you. Have your way on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to just call you up and tell you that we love you, we appreciate you, and we know we need you. Without you, we are nothing, but with you, all things are possible in our lives. Thank you so much. Now, Father, hallelujah, we want you to know that you are the great I am that I am. Thank you for Thursday, Father. And we love you. We need you. In Jesus' name, have thine own way. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. God bless you. Take
God
it away.
God bless you, too. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. And I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I'm calling from the somewhat cloudy city of Tampa, Florida. And we want to welcome you with all the kingdom's greeting. And again, Minister Wanda, Minister Willa, I want to say thank both of you for seating and greeting the people this morning on this Merry Christmas Day. So we know that the call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, whether it's rain, shine, snow, or sleet, holiday or not, we come together to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him. So we know that the Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God plants the seed, he waters it and he brings it to fruition. So when he planted this seed, he gave them both a mission and a scripture to stand on. And that scripture reference is Psalm 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And the mission that he gave them was to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. So we want to just welcome you again, and we are just so excited about what God is doing with the TMC call and in the telecommunications sanctuary. We want you to know that if you feel like God has given you a word, or if he's led you to join the team as a greeter, a host, or an intercessor, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, or if you feel like he has just planted a word inside you that is relevant and right for this season, if you would just email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. We also have a hot and popping website where you can get interactive information on each of our speakers, on what's going on in the ministry, and if we have any prayer objectives going on. You can do so by visiting themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And I'm telling you, there's a bunch of amazing information on that website. So immediately following this call is the MMC call. And that call is a call that keeps us motivated and moving to enhance the lives of others and giving us the information we need about the Artist International products. And that call is hosted by none other than the godmother of artists, Darcy Cook, Platinum President Darcy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders, because they want us to understand and know and benefit from the wisdom and their experience, because that's how we keep the business growing. That's how we continue to be able to bless the lives of others. So that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. Again, 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. So we know that you all are spending Christmas with your family and your friends, and so I'm just going to go ahead and move out the way and bring forth the woman of God who will bless us as she always does, none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa is an amazing and extraordinary woman of God. She is always there with an on-time word. She is a child of God who loves the Lord. She pushes us. She makes us strive to reach our potential. She is always willing to love us enough to be honest with us, to tell us the hard truth when we need to hear it. And she cares enough about the people of God that she tells that truth in spite of what it may look like or feel like at the time, because she knows and understands that God will receive the glory when we go from the level we're on to the next level, because she is blessing our socks off. So I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Kai from Tampa this morning for those kind words. Merry Christmas to Minister Wanda. Thank you for covering us and greeting us with the prayers of the righteous. Happy birthday, Jesus. Doesn't that sound good? To each and every one of you, our TMC family, we praise God for you. We're going to do something a little different. Of course, you know, whenever this call comes forth, we so believe a mandate and a mission is to always share the word of God. And then we're going to open up the lines for a few moments for many of you to share. Our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, is on the line, and I'll be bringing her on later for her to share her heart on what Christmas means to her today, and reminding ourselves that it is Jesus' birthday, the reason for the season all over the world, the reason that we're here today being blessed, walking in truth and righteousness, is because it's God's birthday. So loving each and every one of you, wishing a merry, merry Christmas, because Christ was born today. I want to briefly talk on the topic, Happy Birthday, Jesus. I love you, Lord, with all of my heart. Happy birthday, Jesus. I love you, Lord, with all of my heart. You know, I did a series a while back on I Love You, Lord, and I used a text scripture, very familiar passage to all of us. Won't take time to read it this morning, but 1 Corinthians 13. It's called the love chapter, where agape love, the true unconditional love of Christ, is outlined. And if we love Jesus as we proclaim, as we say we do, then we'll read that 1 Corinthians 13, and every day, especially today, we'll exude that agape love of Christ. You know, I've heard many of you all say, especially around Thanksgiving time through the end of the year, that people become nicer, people become friendlier this time of the year. Why? Because when they say Merry Christmas, we are proclaiming, we're prophesying to the heavens the agape love. And in spite of ourselves, as my mother often says, we're going to love the hell out of people. We're loving the hell out of some of ourselves, because the love of God comes across where we can't be mean, we can't be grumpy, we'll want to be nice. So why? Because we're expressing, when we say Merry Christmas, when we say I love you, Lord, we're expressing, we're shifting the atmosphere to line up with God's love. You know, I had a subheading for this message today of EST. You know, we know what EST means in the natural. It means extrasensory perception, or especially, and especially today on God's birthday. You know, my co-founder, she's a little greedy. She loves to celebrate her birthday all month. Well, I'm satisfied with the Lord allowed this day. And this day that our Savior was born, the especially today, I wanted to, you know, first get that acronym out. God gave me eagerly showing praise, especially today, exceptionally sharing, proclaiming, especially today, that agape praise. And when we look at the E in the especially of us showing praise, we want to today, every day, but especially today, exalt the Savior. What do you mean by exalt the Savior, Pastor V? Lift him up. See, that E in especially today is we're going to be a living epistle. What's an epistle? It's a letter, like Paul wrote all the letters to the Corinthians church, to the church at Thessalonica, to the church in Galatia, to the Roman church. He wrote epistles. Well, today we're a living epistle because we're showing, as Jesus has extended, that it's your birthday. And how do we make sure we let others know we exalt you? We become the example. The other E, we echo his love in our conversation. Today, some of us are a little challenged today. One of my spiritual daughters called me because she's going around, going home to some loved ones and family members that, you know, haven't always had the best relationships with. And she's a little nervous, and I have to pray with her, but remind her, especially today, this is what it's all about, the agape, unconditional, patient, love, kind of Christ's love being shown. Echo his love. No matter what it feels like, I'm going to share Jesus. That's where the S comes in. Show and share. Show and share the love of Christ, especially on his birthday. You know, we always talk about with our artist products that we're not trying to sell, we're trying to show and share. When we share about the goodness of our products, people will want them. Well, today especially, even every day, you want to show and share the love of Christ. See, people want to see when you show. Sometimes we can't hear what you're sharing because we've been watching what you've been showing. Oh, that'll preach right there. But we want to always show the love of Christ. And the theme of my ministry, Ephesians 4:15, but we want to speak the truth in love, that agape love. Even when we have a hard thing to say, a challenging thing to say, we want to share it with love. Being born in a manger, that wasn't an easy showing of his love, but he would do the hard things and show us, no matter where we start in our, especially today, God shows up in our lives. I love you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I love you with all of my heart. That's what we're talking about on his day today. And in our ESP, when we're being that living epistle, when we're walking as an example of God's love, when we're echoing his love, and the S, when we're showing and sharing his love of Christ, we're going to shout it. That's another answer dropped in my spirit. Shout it from the mountaintop. I love you, Jesus. But I'm not going to just say it. I'm not going to just speak it. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, to show it. And then lastly, that T, we're going to praise him every day. We go open up our mouth and proclaim. See, a proclamation is a declaration. It's setting the atmosphere. It's decreeing and declaring. When you proclaim that Jesus is Lord of your life, when you proclaim, I serve a risen Savior, when you proclaim that he's my all in all, when you proclaim that I've got the joy of loving my of Christ in my heart. Woo! The praises go up then, and the blessings come down. And when you do that, you're prophesying. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're prophesying. You're setting the atmosphere for the blessings to come. You're setting the atmosphere of going ahead of yourself, making the crooked pathways straight and the rough places smooth. When we praise our Lord, a lot of times your flesh wants to fool you and you don't feel like praising him, but praise him anyhow. Today, sing a happy birthday to Jesus anyhow, so that the proclamations of your own mouth will set the heavenlies up for the blessings. And when you prophesy, when you speak over situations, calling things that be not as though they are, that's when you're really having the birthday party that God wants us to have. Happy birthday, Jesus. I love you with all my heart, my ESP today, especially today. I'm eagerly showing, sharing praise. Oh, today when we're eating our food, sharing our meals, sharing our gifts, and hugging on loved ones, and even strangers. You know, I was in the midst of shopping down in Houston yesterday, and, you know, everybody, strangers, old, young, black and white, red and brown, when you came eye contact with anybody, have Merry Christmas, and even grumpy ones with Merry Christmas back, because that agape love, woo, it does some surgery. The Surgeon General of God reaches down and touches their heart and opens them up for the tunnel of praise and love to flow. Today, it's his day. We're saying happy birthday, Jesus. I love you with all my heart. Eagerly showing praise, especially today. We love you, TMC family. I'm going to turn it over for our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, on this day to share what's on her heart as we celebrate our Lord and Savior. Good morning, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Jesus. Dr. P.K. Roberts, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, Jesus. And Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. I tell you, God is so good. I am here with my family this morning, but we always, always put God first. And the thing that I would just like to say and share with you all this morning is the purpose of Christmas for me was to remind me of how important this scripture is. When the wise men saw the star, meaning that Jesus was the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and what did they do? They bowed down and worshiped him. In church yesterday, I got down on my knees. I knelt down before the Lord. Why? Because I remembered how holy God is and how worthy he is that I would lower myself before him, lower myself. So holy is God, you all, that we need to remember just by our posture sometimes to kneel down, not only in our spirit, but kneel down with our physical aching knees before God and let him know how much we appreciate him. We love God because he gave his only son. And of course, we love Jesus because he gave his life for us so that we can live an abundant, super fantastic life. And so today, I want you to know that I say happy birthday to Jesus. In addition to that, I say happy birthday to a gift that God gave to the Roberts family 35 years ago. And she sits here on the floor kneeling with her mom and her children this morning. Devola, say happy birthday and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
I love you.
Love you.
Jaylani, say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Jesus.
Jesus.
And happy birthday, Mama.
Happy birthday, Mama.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
We also have, now my grandson, you know, he's running, he's in another area. I have with me this morning Coach L.A. And Lori. They are my children from up in the Virginia area. Say happy birthday, Jesus, son.
Hey, happy birthday, Jesus. Good morning, doctor, ministers, preachers, apostles, and everybody else on this call. God bless you. Have a merry, merry Christmas in the name of Jesus, babe.
Amen.
Good morning and merry Christmas, everybody. Hey, Dr. Vanessa. Hello,
good
everybody.
Morning. And we want to say a happy birthday to Ms. Davola. It is actually her birthday today. So happy birthday to you. That's an awesome thing to share it with the Lord. Amen.
Thank you so very much for this opportunity. I'll say to you what the Bible says in Philippians 2, 8 through 11. Unless we remember you all to kneel while we can, you can kneel now or you can kneel later. But the Bible says, and being found in appearance as a man, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, not one knee, honey, but every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So this morning, the Roberts family kneel before God saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for this great gift that you gave to us so that we can live an abundant life. Back to you, my dear, dear friend and sister. Happy, happy Christmas to you and Mama this morning. I love you with the love of Christ.
Oh, and a hundredfold back at you to the Roberts household and to the Watermans there. What a pleasant surprise. Merry Christmas and happy birthday, Jesus, to each and every one of you. 5 minutes before we have our closing prayer and benediction. It's always so good to hear from our co-founder. We send love. And again, to my niece, my little spiritual niece, happy birthday, Miss Davola. All right, I looked on Facebook and said, wow, today I forgot it was her birthday. So we send tons of love your way. We want anybody who wants to hit star six and to come into the queue and just say a happy birthday to Jesus and what Christmas means to you. Don't want you to take more than a minute, 30 seconds, so we can get in as many as possible. And we knew first in the queue, all the way from Philadelphia. I see that smile through the phone. Merry Christmas and good morning, Ms. Chervon.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, Dr. TK. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy birthday, Jesus. And you guys, safe traveling mercies for anyone traveling like me today. God bless.
God bless, too. You be safe. Good morning and Merry Christmas, Mr. Deborah.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, Dr. PK and loved ones out there in sunny Florida. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus. Everyone have a blessed day. Enjoy the family, good food, and have fun. So that's what I'm going to do. And just continue to share the love of God.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, dear, and to our awesome prayer warrior and intercessor. I think this is her last Christmas in her house, but Merry Christmas. Lifting you up in prayer. Good morning, Minister Willa.
Good morning, my TMC family, and Merry, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm talking very softly because all the people in the house are asleep except me. And what Christmas means to me, it just means so much. It means hope. It means life. It means salvation. But just to wrap it all up, it means 3 John 2, beloved, I want you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers, because we know through Jesus Christ, because of his birth, because of his death and resurrection, we have hope, we have life more abundantly, and everything he is doing for us, he's already done because of what he's done. And I just love you, my family, and everyone. Have a blessed and merry, happy Christmas.
Thank you, sweetheart. We're going to head out to Indianapolis to our beloved Miss Jackie. Merry Christmas. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, Pastor PK. Good morning to my TMC family, the Watermans. And happy birthday, Miss, I can't think of her name.
PK's
daughter, I saw it on Facebook, but happy birthday to you. You share a very special day today. And I'd like to say that Christmas represents love for me, that love that Jesus gave for us by giving his life for us. And I just thank him. I'm so happy and overjoyed today. I had the pleasure of having Christmas Eve with my grandbabies last night, and they're still here this morning. They were up until about 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, so they're sleeping now. But I praise God for that. I thank God for the family unity. We're getting together later on to have dinner and play games and just enjoy one another. So I just thank God. Happy birthday, Jesus, and I thank Jesus for the love that he has instilled upon all of us. So Merry Christmas to all. Enjoy your day. Those that have to travel after today, take the traveling mercies of God with you. I love you all. I love you, Pastor Vanessa. I love you, Pastor PK. I love you all deeply from the bottom of my heart, and God bless all of you today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Miss Jackie. All right, this is a Philadelphia number 3661. Good morning, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you, too. One's a happy birthday to Jesus. This is Knut from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas to you, Pastor V, to Dr. P.K. Roberts, and also to Mr. and Mrs. Waterman, the lovely couple. And what Christmas means to me is the celebration of the birth of Christ, having good times with family and friends, and just giving and sharing. Thank you for letting me share.
Yes, thank you, man of God. I love to always hear your voice. You are such a blessing to our artist family, and I know to that Philadelphia area again.
Oh, and I'm so happy to hear your voice, too. God bless you. I
bless
miss you,
Knut.
So much.
God bless you, Brother Knut.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty, we're going to keep it rolling, and this is your other daughter, our other intercessor, Miss Ada, in Brooklyn, New York, with all of her family. Good morning, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa and my beautiful, wonderful TMC family. I want to say happy birthday to Jesus, and my family is actually en route. They haven't made it here yet, but they'll be here. I'm just so excited. What does Christmas mean to me and Jesus mean to me? You know, what has been really getting down in my spirit is I think about a teenage mother and a righteous man. I can only imagine what it was like for Mary, no room at the inn, in a manger with animals. I always think about how God took two people who were willing to do his will when it was not popular back in that day for a woman to become pregnant who wasn't married yet officially. I just think about that he was born to die for you and for me. And I celebrate that he was willing to do that. As Dr. PK just read out of Philippians, he humbled himself unto the point of death and death on the cross. Oh, you see, Christmas cost somebody something. And I treasure God. I treasure my love for him. I treasure my time with him. And what I want to say to all of you, that this is such a wonderful call. The Master's call is such an anointed and blessed call. And I just want each and every one of you to remember that he was born to die, to fulfill his life purpose, his life assignment, and he did it. And that is why I say, I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. And last but not least, out to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Good morning, Merry Christmas, Minister Brenda.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. I love you, TMC family. Merry Christmas. And I want to say Christmas is
so special to me, and it has been since I was a little girl. It was special because it always represented the peace, the love, and the joy of Jesus. And it was something that was bestowed in me, instilled in me, from when I was a little girl with my mother. And it was something about giving. God gave his best, so we give to each other. And, of course, we should do it every day. But it's the gift that God had given and the joy that overflows the whole earth. And, you know, it's something that's, and if you would allow me to say, magical, majestic. And when Jesus just gave his all to the world, that joy overflows, seems like, across the world. When even people, the atheists, don't believe in Christmas or don't believe in Jesus, they're still celebrating. They're still celebrating somehow because that atmosphere of the joy, the peace, and the love of Jesus. I love each and every one of you, and I thank God for being a part of TMC family. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're already at 7:30, but I'm going to let her come on real quick. I see her down there in the queue all the way from California, our sunshine, Minister Tiffany. Happy birthday, Jesus, and Merry Christmas. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Just needed to share this really quick. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him. Worship and adore him. Emmanuel. 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 We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. So Kaylon and I, we said each and every single one of you the warmest of Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas greetings. And we thank God because God is the greatest gift that we can have. No matter what it looks like, he is the greatest gift that we can have on this day and every single day. So all the way from my house here in Inglewood, California, to each and every single one of you, I love you with the love of the Lord. And I know that God is the greatest gift for you. So put a smile on your face and know that Jesus is the reason for this day and for this season. I love each and every single one of you. God bless you and enjoy your day. Back over to you, Dr. V.
All righty. Well, we've already gone a little over, so I'm just going to go on and pray and include closing prayer requests. Thanks again to Minister Kai, Minister Wanda. We just thank God for each of you. Be safe. Enjoy that Christmas out there, Mr. Kai in Tampa, and you, Minister Wanda, to everyone on the line. Father God, again, happy birthday, Jesus. We love you. We adore you. We exalt you, especially today. We're exalting your name, especially today. We'll show and share the love of Christ everywhere we go, especially today. We'll praise, we'll proclaim, we'll prophesy your goodness. And we thank you that we'll remember in our prayers today Valerie Garcia and her family as they'll do the homegoing ceremony of her godmother, her grandmother, Saturday. We lift up Brenda Robinson as they're preparing on the 30th for the homegoing of her mother. Father, we thank you today that we send the Jehovah prayers of healing to Marie Preston's mother there in Houston. Father, we just thank you as we pray for Minister Biggs' mother there in the hospital in New York. And Father, for many, for their first holiday without loved ones, give them strength, give them peace. And for all of us, we won't forget the reason for this day and this season. So as we depart from this call to go out glorifying you, God, remembering it's your birthday. We love you. We praise you. We salute you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, we're humbled, we're honored, and we're always wishing you a holy, blessed, Merry Christmas. Have a great day. Hope to hear many of you all on the MMC call. Bye-bye.